Hey, welcome to Life is Short. This is a podcast about trying to bring a short film to life.
So, welcome to the Life is Short podcast. I'm Eddie and I'm here with Kelly. And hey, Kelly.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. So this is our second episode, and this is the podcast is just, it's as a reminder, this is our indie filmmakers, that would be Kelly and myself, working to get a short film made. So first episode came out just a few days ago. We've been hard at work. And the first thing we wanted to talk about was our pitch video, which isn't technically publicly available yet, but it looks great. I've seen it. Thanks to Kelly and Nice Lady Productions. So we're going to be sharing it soon. But as a preview, you can find it on our Facebook page, right? We posted it to facebook.com/forgettingmemovie. That's where it is right now, right, Kelly?
Yep, you bet.
Okay, yeah. And so you can pop over there to have a quick look. But so I just wanted to ask, like, how did it go putting that together? What was the process like? You turned it around pretty quickly, but
I did turn it around. I stayed up a bit late, but I did turn it around very quickly. I mean, I guess first of all, we should talk about why we're making a pitch video.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. And then maybe we can like chat a bit about the actual, like, I'm just curious to sort of get into your brain about how
you're thinking
and what you're thinking. But so yeah, the reason why are we putting a pitch video together? So I guess the short answer is that we're at the stage in sort of the production of this film where funding would be fantastic. And we're sort of essentially at that funding stage. And you know, we came across perfect timing in a lot of ways just recently with StoryHive specifically putting out a call for people to submit short videos for their short video competition. But so that worked really well. And I think I'm excited to try to see how we do there, because I think because we've been working on this for a long time, but I think we've got pretty much almost everything in place. Like I don't know. I mean, what's your thing? What do you think about this? Because I just think like we've got everything in place. We've got the great script. We've got location. We've got people interested. And now we're sort of at this spot where it's like, you know, if we can get a little bit of money, we could actually make this thing real.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think like people who aren't familiar with StoryHive know that, you know, when people are doing, you know, funding, they might do a pitch video for Kickstarter or something else. So it's similar to that. It's one of the requirements of, us putting ourselves in the competition for winning basically $10,000 to make this short film. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. About a big deal. 10,000 would be, that would be incredibly fantastic. Like
what we could
do with that would make this film just like, it would be outstanding.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I had to keep it 60 seconds. I came over to your place and we shot kind of, your typical kind of talking directly to the camera pitch. I think it's a really good idea for a pitch for this film, because this film is such a personal film to you and you can speak to it with such clarity. And wanted to kind of show, as we talked about, the capacity that we have to make this film and actually make it a reality. Like we're not just coming into this because we heard about some competition. We were like we've been way developing this for a long time, you know, and we've talked about where we want to go with it, and we've talked about the direction, and we've talked about everything.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. So much. And so the pitch to me, it was like super easy to do. I loved this footage that you provided of your mother and father on their wedding day. And so initially when you're like, I got this footage, I was like, let's just start with that. So that's the beginning of the pitch. And one of the things I did was there's a part in the video, and I don't know if you caught that from the pitch video, where they're dancing and then all of a sudden you get all this cloudiness.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been smoke, I guess.
Tons of cigarette smoke back in like the 60s, I guess, when they got married.
But to me, but to me, it was exactly what the film is about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This fogginess over sort of this couple.
That comes from the...
Yeah. And so I purposely edited that part in. Like I purposely picked, because I had the whole video, right? So I purposely picked clips that made sense with that. And that's kind of how it then transitions to you. And then the other thing, I don't know if you noticed, but like I did give you a bit of a look to, you know, just to give it a bit of a kind of a color grade, you know, to make it look like even a, just a step above what normal people would. Hey, sorry, a bit of a technical glitch or something.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so.
I don't even know where we were.
You were saying to me that you were giving me a look. you were giving me color grade.
Yeah. So I gave a little grade on you, but then I went in and I added a similar grade to your parents' footage, so that when I went from them to you, it matched, even though it was a completely different look. There's just a tiny, tiny little bit of something on there. Anyway, so that's just me being, you know, detailed.
Just geeking out on the visuals.
Make it flow, right?
Which is totally, that's completely valid when you're, you know, trying to pay attention to the details. So,
And when you're jumping from like archival footage to something that's not, it's like, you don't want it to be jarring. So.
Well, and I think that's a good segue to briefly just talk about the actual footage that and part of the branding for the film really is this shot, because we use it sort of in our, I've used it on the background of the webpage at forgettingmemovie.com. We've used it on Facebook. It'll be on Twitter. Basically, you know, the poster for the actual movie will include this, and what it is and what we're talking about, and it's the little intro that Kelly just mentioned around the with my mom and dad. It was footage that we got, that I got from my mom from their wedding, and this was like way back in the late 60s when it was shot. And as I was going through this and thinking about the our pitch video and just thinking about the branding for the film, I sort of was, you know, I was just thinking about the whole idea, like, you know, what forgetting me, because that's the title of the film. What kind of that, what does that mean? And what could best represent that? And my mind just started drifting towards like, you know, geez, it's, the story is really about this couple who've been married for a long time. There's a scene in the movie where they're looking at photos, and it kind of turns into a pivotal scene in the actual film, in the script. And so I was like, oh, I really need to get like some nice old sort of archival wedding photos. And then my brain just like, oh my goodness, I have video of them. And not that it's not an autobiographical story. It's fictional, their story. So I was just like when I showed you recently, when I showed you sort of the poster art and kind of the direction I was going with the branding, you know, I was pretty excited, and you had a pretty good positive reaction as well. Cause I just think it kind of just really sort of cements the feel for what I think, you know, my intention was with the script, and what I think we've talked about for a long time about the movie in general. And I think it just, so yeah, it's great that we actually were able to weave that into the pitch video. And like I said, it's for the branding on the site. So.
Oh yeah. I love it. I love it. And what I love about it is it works. Number one, secondarily, it honors, you know, even though this is a fictional film, it does honor your family, which is, you know, the inspiration, right? So I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does. And I mean, and just quickly on that note, just to bring everyone up to speed, like, I mean, the script was essentially inspired by witnessing sort of Alzheimer's in my own family with my father, who had Alzheimer's for probably like good 7 years, at least. I kind of, it's hard to know exactly when it began. He unfortunately passed away just at the end of last year, and because of the disease. And so, you know, watching them, my mom and dad, kind of go through this process of, you know, at first in the very earliest stages, kind of recognizing or being diagnosed with the fact that this is Alzheimer's, and then sort of them trying to come to terms with it. And then, you know, myself and my family, my brothers, and sort of just the the ripple effect of that throughout our family. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, you watch that and you're not really, how do you, can't really, it's hard to be prepared for kind of what's to come. And there's a lot of information out there. And we definitely tapped into like the Alzheimer's Society of British Columbia and other resources that were available to help us all understand that. But that's really part of my process, I think, ultimately was writing the script and just wanting to kind of acknowledge the challenge that, you know, a caregiver in this case, would be my mom, but again, it's fictional, but the caregiver and the challenges that they have, like, and just how it's, you know, it's an incredibly tough role for a person to play. And just some of the stress that comes out of that and how that affects a person. So that's kind of what led to the inspiration for the film. And, you know, I think we've got a really strong script, you know, with your help over the last couple of years, sort of we've had so many cups of coffee over this thing. So, I think we're like, you know, we're finally at this great place where it's like, you know what, we can shoot this thing.
Totally. And you know what, I'm super pumped that this idea of having this podcast, cause like, I kind of feel like we could have had it from the beginning, but I mean, this is like a perfect time to have. So great idea. Where did you come up with the name for
it? You know, it's funny how it's hard to, I often talk about this in other realms of my life around like creative pursuits and how sometimes, you know, inspiration strikes at sort of unknown moments. And I had been thinking about a podcast for a while in relation to this film. I just happen to really like podcasting and audio. It's just like, it's something that I've always loved, you know. And so when I was thinking about this film and sort of prepping it for a pitch and how we're going to get funding and all the rest of it, I'm like, you know, that would be great if we kind of went down this path. And then just recently, when I was sort of getting the branding for the film together, again, like I just talked about, it kind of struck me in terms of like, you know, I wanted to have a name. I thought we could use the movie name itself, but then I'm like, you know what? Life is Short is, kind of a very, it just hit me as like this perfect, at least in my mind, I think it's quite a perfect and fitting title, because we're working on a short film, so there's like that literal connection to like, this is short. Our life is right now, our life right now is all about this short film.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you know, like I said, my dad unfortunately passed away in December last year, so you know, that really kind of drove home for me this whole idea of like, you know, life in the big scheme of things really is short. Like, time goes by fast, people you love kind of, you know, move on or pass away and all the rest of it. And so trying to sort of kind of capitalize on that time together and sort of using that as the inspiration for this work. So when it hit me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the name. And it just seemed to like get stuck, and I had no second thoughts. Like, it was like, I just think it's a great name. So I mean, I'm biased, but but I think it does fit. It fits on a couple of levels that I think are both quite meaningful. So
oh yeah, no, it's great. And people in the, you know, I hope they hear this and subscribe to it, because I think we're gonna, this is what I love about doing this kind of a live podcast, is we don't know what's going to happen next, you know. and so as we go through this journey of making this short film, we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know what we're going to be talking about in a few days from now. We don't know what we're going to say next week. And so I love that the immediacy of it, it's not pre-recorded, it's just like us figuring it out as we go. Yeah, I mean, anyone interested in filmmaking would be interested, but just in the journey in general of just creating something creative and, you know, going out there and putting yourself out there, you know, as far as like the subject matter and everything else, and me putting myself out there. This whole idea of creating a film is like, there's no, you know, there's no rule book really. I mean, there's certainly things often people do, but yeah, it is a journey for sure. It's a definitely a journey. That's the word.
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely agree. And I think your point earlier about how we could have been podcasting this for like quite a long time over, you know, coffee. Like, this, I think this is very much, we've been sort of, you know, working on this and toying with it and having like pretty fantastic discussions as well. Cause I think it's kind of one of those things where, you know, both of us, and I think anyone who's interested in general, if you connect with other folks who, enjoy the craft and kind of want to improve and, you know, are trying to make something, like you said, like trying to make something out of nothing. It can be a pretty inspirational kind of place to be and to sort of spend time. And so that's the fact that we can now move from, you know, idea and that to, you know, hopefully now, you know, especially if with support from listeners and people out there, with the Story Hive competition from TELUS that's going to be coming up shortly, you know, potentially getting funding there. Like, you know, it's just fantastic to think that we could actually be making this in just short order, like a reality. So, so on that note, I think we'll, you know, keep listening. We'll wrap up this episode for now, but, right now you can subscribe on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. We're on a couple of other platforms. Our homepage for the actual podcast is at anchor.fm/lifeisshort. As well, you check us out on our movie website at forgettingmemovie.com. And while you're there, sign up for our email list. We put an email list together to stay connected as another fantastic way to, you know, kind of keep in touch with what's going on. Maybe fire us off an email if you have questions about what we're working on or questions about the film. And of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/forgettingmemovie. And you can find us on Twitter as well. So any last thoughts, Kelly, before we wrap up this episode?
No, I mean, I'm stoked to be at the stage we are in, and I can't wait for, you know, a few more days as we kind of keep working on the package. One of the things that's so great about this competition is it gets you thinking about all the things that you would need to think about when you're actually done your film, which is like the branding and a lot of people kind of miss that step. So I'm looking forward to talking about that in a future episode. And yeah, let's just keep going on this train.
Fantastic. Yeah. Keep the train on the tracks.
You bet.
Okay. Thanks for listening. And again, check us out at forgettingmemovie.com and talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.